This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The guy who brought up the stare down is apologizing to you, Seth.
Oh,
in the previous segment.
Oh yeah, I apologize to him.
Didn't mean to touch a nerve. That's what he said.
It didn't. Of all the celebrations, the stare down was my least favorite. I loved all of the celebrations that the Golden Era Astros would do in the dugout. And now it's just. If there's one thing about this Astros team, whether they're scoring runs or not, I just have no feel for the pulse of this team or what their personality is. That's one of the things that, it may, obviously, it'll never be the same. You can never recreate what you had during the Golden Era, but it just, but this is certainly not anything close to it.
No!
When it comes to the personalities, the camaraderie. Remember that picture of all the young guys that at some photo shoot? Where Springer and Correa and Altuve, who was still young at the time, relatively, were all they were in a group and they were hugging each other, standing there hanging out, just palling around like that. You'll never quite have that again.
No, well, I think some of those guys played with each other in the minor leagues. That builds camaraderie. When you're on buses driving from Albuquerque to Fresno to all these little towns, that builds camaraderie. Yeah. And number two, when you come up through the muck of 2011, 2012, 2013, the building years, that builds camaraderie too. You know, like Christian Walker and Isak Paredes are jumping on at the very end of what was a very good thing for a long time. You know,
yeah.
It's like, hey, man. You didn't get persecuted for using a trash can. Hey.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't go through being the worst team in baseball year after year.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, so schedule. Okay, text mess. Sounds like you guys want some Letterman jackets. No. No.
I to this day will defend the Letterman jackets. It was a good gesture by Connor Barwin and
Sean Cody. Yeah.
It was a cool thing they did. Yeah. It was poor timing.
Picked the wrong game.
and social media. It was because of social media. If they had done it 3 years prior to that, before social media was so huge, nobody would have known a thing about it. Would have just been a nice. You know how much money that must have cost for those guys to plunk down money for custom leather Letterman jackets for the entire team?
Those are like a couple $100 a piece. I mean, I would hope they got a deal, but still, that's like, that's like 10 G's, man.
Part of it was also that it was going against the Patriots.
Right. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. But I know it was. I mean, it was. Even if it was another good team, it was the Patriots and the Patriot way and everything else like that. Because then you had to deal with all these damn Bostonians acting like they were Bill Belichick. Like, oh, yo, you just don't know how to win. You guys just don't get it. You guys don't know how to win like
right, right. Yeah. Save it. You do it the week before. I think they went to Tennessee the week before and played the Titans. Yeah. Do it that week.
Yeah, whatever, Bostonians. Go cover up a pre-scandal, you weirdos.
That's right. Okay, there we go. So schedule release day today. This is my warning. This is my warning label because I had buddies texting me last night with some phony graphic of week one schedule.
Yeah.
Which is easy. This is what dupes people. Two of the games for week one have already been confirmed by the league. The opener against the opener between Dallas and Philly, is that's going to be the Thursday night game. And then the Brazil game on Friday has been confirmed as Chiefs and Chargers. So it's very easy now for phony schedule graphics to come out that have two games we know are correct, and then people assume that the rest of it is correct. There was one that got leaked yesterday that said the Texans are playing the Broncos in week one. And I had some people texting me all excited about it, like, oh, we got our week one. I'm like, be careful, man.
Right.
Be careful. And then sure enough, Jordan Schultz, an actual reporter, reports later on that night, like, the Broncos are going to be playing somebody else in week one. I'm like, see, yeah. It's a phony. It's a fake. Beware of the fake schedules today, people.
I had a family member last year buy tickets to the Bills game flight. Bought flights for the Bills game after seeing an erroneous.
No.
And they called me up. They said, hey, I got tickets to the game, such and such, whenever you thought it was going to be. I'm like, where did you see that? Facebook. Oh, God. In other words... Dude, nothing worse than a family member calling me up to ask me about something they saw on Facebook.
If you're making any decisions off of stuff you see on Facebook, you deserve what you get.
A family member called to ask me about the officials who had gotten arrested after the Chiefs-Texans game.
God.
Did you hear those guys got arrested?
Where'd
you see that? Facebook. Oh, you guys vote. Oh, that's what I think every time. Every time somebody comes to me, because they know not to come to me with anything political, but they'll come to me with sports questions and a clearly fake report. And that's the first thought I have. I was like, oh, you guys vote.
By doing that, they are inadvertently allowing you into their political world too, because you know they're looking at the politics through the same prism that they're getting their sports.
No, I know. Yeah. But their politics are all over the place. So it's either whichever side of the aisle they're the individual's on. There's just multiple that I know are on both sides of the aisle that are getting too much of their news on unsubstantiated reports off of Facebook.
But it makes you think about it. That's my point.
You have to think about the politics.
Oh my God, like these are so that's a big warning label today, people. There are gonna be a lot of Fugazi schedules that come out today. Wait until 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight when the real ones start coming out. I forgot about this. We get our schedule release videos today. Are you a fan of the schedule release videos? I like the schedule release videos.
I'm a fan of the good ones.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The Chargers and the Rams typically have the best ones,
Chargers,
right?
From what I remember, The Athletic rates them every year. I should have gone and Googled last year's to see who had the best one.
It makes sense. They've got all these, underpaid or unemployed kids that'll work for, illegal wages probably, likely for both those franchises, you dirty dogs.
I hope the Texans...
Super talented, trying to make it in Hollywood types.
I hope the Texans step up their video game. If the way the Texans have been doing their social media the last year or so is any indicator, I'm very optimistic about the schedule release video we're going to get tonight. Hoping. Fingers crossed. This is a big deal, man. The schedule release video. But what made me think of it is apparently Tampa Bay is going to use John Gruden in theirs because they, Gruden's got this gimmick going on right now where, he's working for Barstool. And he's got this gimmick going on right now where different schools and teams just send him boxes full of gear from their school. Mm-hmm. And he comes walking in with the box and plunks it on the table. And he just starts taking out all the gear. Like, oh, you sent me this hat and you sent me this shirt. It's a pretty effective gimmick because these schools are getting publicity on Barstool's social media just by sending a box of a couple $100 worth of gear to Gruden. The Bucks sent a big box to Gruden's house. And the gimmick is going to be he is... opening up
each
the box,
team.
Unveiling the schedule tomorrow. Yeah.
You know what? You know who else did that gimmick too? Is Bill Cosby. Good idea, Bucks. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Gruden. There's a way to go through. Remember, Cosby always had a different college sweatshirt or t-shirt on in
the
all
show.
Of his, in
the
shows. Yeah. It's a good job. That's
hadn't,
a great strategy.
Hadn't thought about that.
Strategy. Yeah.
Well, you know, just I would say just, you know, make sure there's a fork in the road is all I would say, you know.
Gruden's kind of tiptoeing along that potentially scandalous at any given moment career path.
He's cleaned up his image, Seth. I don't know if you know this. He's cleaned up his image. So we get that.
Like going to work for Barstool.
For Barstool. Well, that honestly, like that helped.
It's better than where he was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we know of, unless some new stuff has come out this morning, we know about a dozen or so of the games. They've released, I just mentioned the two week one games. They released all the international games yesterday. And yes, it is confirmed Minnesota is going to be spending, presumably, I don't think they're going to Ireland, coming back home, and then going to England again. They're going to spend a week overseas like Jacksonville does every year.
Yeah, Jonathan Grenard was not happy about that, by the way.
Would you be happy about it if you were a player?
I think I'd be excited. No, I actually wouldn't. I'd like to go on my own dime in the off season.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to take a Europe, and it's not even a European vacation, it's a UK/Ireland vacation.
Yeah.
The Jonathan Grenard just said SMH when he saw that the Vikings
that was
were
it?
The first
okay.
team ever to yeah.
Okay.
Well, they got a you know what too? That's a double whammy on paying those taxes. You gotta pay some kind of a tax rate and whatever those European tax rates a lot higher than anywhere in America.
Yeah. Okay. So not to get too nerdy, but athletes have to pay taxes on road games for the states that they play road games in. So they got to pay taxes for the overseas games, huh?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Okay.
The government's gonna try to get you any way they can.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And for those who
don't, cities have entertainer taxes. Too.
Oh yeah.
So you pay the state income tax. Plus an entertainer's tax, because we've come to entertain you, people.
Yep. For those who don't know what we're talking about here on Minnesota, they're going in week four, they're playing the Steelers in Dublin. Week five, they're playing the Browns in London. So presumably they're going to stay over there all week.
Kevin O'Connell, coach of the Vikings, he's got a very Irish background.
Better be with that name.
J.J. McCarthy, it looks like he might have. I think he's got an Irish last name, but it looks like he's a smattering of all over the place.
He needs to lean into it for that trip.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell leans into the Irishness, and so I would imagine they're probably going to stay in Ireland and then go to London for a couple days beforehand.
Do you think you're going to be annoyed by O'Connell? I think O'Connell might be annoying that week, or the coverage of him, the coverage of how Irish he is that week is going to get annoying at all, do you think?
Yeah, what will they do? They're going to go do an interview with him at some historical site or something.
They'll do something.
The Irish Tourism Board is going to have a big spiel about, like, hey, we're not just drinking.
Right.
Look at all these castles and look at this vast barren landscape. Yes, we're beautiful. Yes.
Two games in London, two more games in London after that, Denver and the Jets, Rams and the Jags. And then we get our Germany game. The Colts are going to be playing over in Germany against the Atlanta Falcons. We exported a very sketchy game to Germany this year. Falcons, although Michael Penix Jr., that could be fun.
That actually could be ended up. That could end up being. Those are two teams that I could see surprising.
It's
possible
they're
that ends up being
teams.
An intriguing game.
Yeah. They're not bad teams.
It wouldn't be an ultra surprise if they surprised. Yeah, I mean, I think if the Colts end up being surprising, it's going to be because Daniel Jones ends up being the best version of himself. And we have seen Shane Steichen's gotten a really good version of Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
He's as long when Anthony when he decides to run Anthony Richardson, Anthony Richardson looks good until he inevitably gets injured because he's running too much because his body is made of glass.
Yep.
But that could end up being good. My biggest complaint with most of the foreign games is that they're played on soccer pitches.
Yeah.
And they're, boy, the turf is built for 170 pounders.
Yes.
Like every, just like there are very few, there are very few soccer players on any given field that aren't, wouldn't be the lightest guy other than a kicker on an NFL team.
100%.
And yep. the turf just isn't built for it.
Yeah. That's the part where me rooting for the Texans going to Brazil, I felt a little stupid because they showed highlights of the game last year between the Packers and the Eagles. And I'm like, oh my God, that's right. That turf was terrible. And if any team's going to have bad luck with turf, it's the Houston Texans. Either the history that they have with their own turf here or just this version of the Texans the last 2 years and how injured they've been. The Texans have been one of the more injured teams in football the last couple of years. So, yeah, you're a good point. I don't need the Texans playing any of these games. Forget it. Forget about going to these overseas games.
Yeah, Jordan Love got injured in that.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things. It was a contact injury, but it's – foot was kind of, if I remember correctly, it was kind of a janky sliding scenario.
Yep. So we got the Black Friday game, Chicago and Philly. Four of Philly's games have been announced through these. They're on the Saturday Fox doubleheader before Christmas. The Christmas night game's been announced, Denver and Kansas City. So we've got about 12 or 13 games that have been announced. There will be leaks. There will be leaks that are accurate throughout the day, but just know that many of them are not accurate throughout the day.
Yeah, don't buy your flights yet until you triple
confirm
it. That's
a hilarious story.
Schefter or somebody else like that.
Well, Amy and I, okay, I'm glad you bring up Buffalo because that's, you know, Amy and I, listeners know this if they listen to the show, and I know you know this. We go to an NFL game every year for the Texans bye week. And I am rooting for a Buffalo game, a Buffalo home game on the Texans bye week. That's where I want to go this year. I want to go to Buffalo for a game. I want to get thrown through a flaming table full of thumbtacks. I want to wear my Zubas. Like, I want to do a when in Rome thing at a Buffalo Bills game.
What are you going to do? Are you going to... Oh, yeah, because it'll be a neutral game, so you could buy some Buffalo Bills Zubaz.
Okay. It'll be... What do you mean? It'll be...
Because you're not going... It's not a Texans game. I'm just I was thinking you're going to wear Texans, but obviously
No. Yeah, it won't be a Texans game. Right.
So you're going to actually get yourself some Bills gear and go...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I get gear at all the games I go to. Yes.
I got so many bad memories. Every time I see any of that gear, that retro 90s gear that they all wear up there, I just have such bad flashbacks to just miserable slush and mud and everything. Those Zubaz, Sean, you don't want to see them up close. I mean, those people had to walk through like 4 inches of slush to get their car that morning. It's a dirty, nasty place.
I might buy Zubaz and roll around in the mud before the game just to get the authentic Buffalo experience.
You're going to get a starter jacket? They still wear the starter jackets and everything.
The whole thing, man. I'm going to do the whole thing. Now, if they don't have a home game in Buffalo, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm counting on a Buffalo home game for the bye week. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Schedule release tonight. 7 o'clock is when it comes out. We've got you covered into the evening here on Sports Radio 610 on that. All right, Astros get a big win last night. Big news in baseball, we think. I don't know. Pete Rose involved in this big news in baseball. And NBA playoffs will get you up to speed. Big injury in the NBA gets clarity as well. All of that in headlines coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.